total, one member. Okay. Can we then have a mover? Honorable Chan?
I move that we adopt the minutes, Chair.
Honorable?
Yes, I second, Chair.
The Portfolio Committee on Small Business Development has adopted the minutes of a meeting which was held on the 13th of March 2019 with the amendment. Thank you very much. Brings us to the end of the minutes. We now give an opportunity for farewell deliberation. DA?
Thanks, Chair. I haven't prepared anything in particular, but just to say it's been a privilege to be a member of this committee. Notwithstanding the differences of opinion expressed by the different political parties, I think that we agreed on most things. There were some issues that we didn't agree with, some of which have been aired today, but I think that it's clear that every member of this committee has a particular passion for what the committee was doing, and I think it's important to state that the DA, at any rate, believes firmly in the role of small business in the economy, and is hopeful that in the sixth parliament, the newly constituted government, whoever is running it, takes the matter to heart and makes it a priority at the centre of government, and not as some appendage, which unfortunately the department has had the misfortune of being in the current parliament. So as somebody who won't be coming back in the sixth term, it'll be a great pity for me to have to say goodbye. But it's been a privilege, and I look forward to at least observing from the outside the goings-on of the sixth parliament, and who knows, maybe I can make a contribution, as you suggested, in some other form. Thank you.
Ian, sir?
Following on the words of Honorable Chan, I also wish to express gratitude to have served as a whip in this committee. But now, speaking on behalf of the ANC, I wish to express gratitude for the able leadership that we received from the chairperson. And also, I wish to express gratitude for the spirit with which we worked with the minister and the deputy minister. And also the same gratitude goes to my fellow comrades and my fellow members, Mam Tembu, Comrade Plava, Honorable Kruger, Honorable Chance, and the other members and comrades that are not here right now. And also to the support staff. You know, you'll realize that whatever written material came to the Portfolio Committee, it came almost with perfection, so that we didn't have to worry with the grammatical mistakes, what does this paragraph mean. So the credit goes to the team that has been doing this, so that I'm with those words, I am saying that we wish that with whoever you will continue with into the sixth term, don't be shy of arming them with your knowledge to say, as a portfolio committee, we had reached this level. You know, it's possible you may find new people altogether come and work with you, depending on the configuration that will come out and who comes back, who doesn't come back. But don't reserve your wisdom. Be generous with your wisdom, because you have gathered lots of experience, and we have also learned a lot from you, you know, as members, so that this learning experience is mutual. And sometimes with opposition, it comes across as if we are fighting each other, but the reality is that we have spent so many hours together that there is a comradeship that has developed, you know, between us and members like Honorable Charles and Honorable Kruger. And PMG as well, is it PMG, am I calling it correctly? We also appreciate their interest and also sneaking in two names here, Comrade Khalo and Comrade Lehlohonolo. We also appreciate their contribution. Chairperson, thank you very much for your leadership, and wishing all of you well as we go into the field of fighting for votes for the 8th of May. Thank you.
Honourable Deputy Minister.
Okay. I was caught off guard, Chair. I think for me it has been a learning process and a wonderful experience to work with yourselves. The first meeting I think that I attended, it was a bit tense, but I think over time we found each other and understood that we both having a common perspective, as Honorable Chancellor said, that we might differ on a number of issues or how we approach or conceptualize issues, but we all have an interest of serving small businesses, and I think one have greatly learned from yourself. It has always been a pleasure coming here. And of course, I've learned also to be careful on what I say, because I remember, I think it's at the St. Mark's building, I said, I made a comment and it was not properly weighed. And Honorable Chancellor raised an issue around that. And I said, yeah, you know, what I say must be something that is factual. Because if I just speak off the cuff without my facts right, I will be exposed. And, you know, committee meetings are not private. They are sometimes in the public space. People see what is transpiring here from home, and you might be exposed of not knowing what you are talking about. And I think since that moment onwards, I have become a better person, and I think I have learned a thing or two by interacting with this committee, because I should say all members here, they take their work very serious, and they read the document that we bring here, and they sometimes expose the weaknesses in some of the documents that we bring, and we say, but why didn't we see this before we come here? So you always put us on our toes, and yeah, it has been a pleasure. Hence, you know, we always try with the minister to be here. Even yesterday, as we discussed, we agreed that despite the fact that you will be looking internally on what you have observed, we should come and listen to what you are saying, what you have observed about us, and that we will then take what you have said back to the office to make sure that the things that are left outstanding are followed up. And we think we're better. And I think we will all agree that we have found each other. all of us, ourselves and as a department and yourself. We understand each other very well, and I'm happy that we are closing on a high note. You know, we no longer have a situation when we meet here, you will be having this tracking tool with the with the rag in ink, and the researcher sitting there saying that no, but I wrote what was given to me. So we have really found each other. We have come a long way, and I'm happy, really, Chair, that as we rise with that spirit, and we would like to wish everybody well. We didn't check the list, you know, like there was an issue which was debated here, so we don't know who's coming, who's not coming, but we know that the ruling party or the governing party is going to come back, and of course, you know, the issues, the mathematics of who's going to get how many votes. So but it will be good to meet you again, Honorable Chance and Honorable Kruger. You are very good human beings, and I'm happy I've met you, and we will meet again, you know, in the sixth administration if we all come. But if we don't come, our parties will obviously be back here. We'll support them from wherever we will be. And the Chief Whip, thanks for whipping us from time to time. I know when I see you coming to my desk, you want to for me to confirm that yes, I'm in the chamber. Even if I'm there, I must do it with a pen and sign to show that I'm there. You have been a wonderful whip, and I think all the other members, thank you very much. It has been a pleasure, President, to work with you. Though sometimes you can be very difficult, but I think you have been a wonderful chairperson. You lead from the front, and I've gone with you to the field. I've seen how you interact with communities, and I think that's what we need from public representatives. But thank you for the opportunity. I think on behalf of myself and the minister and those that we represent, we are grateful that you gave us the space to make our own contribution, but also you have enriched us to be better people today. Thank you very much, and good luck with the campaigns.
Thank you very much, the staff.
Chairperson and honorable members would like to say a lot, but because of time, we'll no longer express ourselves, but we would like to thank members. There's a lot that we have learned, known from the different political perspectives, and then now we are better people, understanding that when members are debating, it's not that they are fighting, but they are pushing the principle in which they believe in. As a staff, we want to express our long appreciation, the manner in which you treated us in some committees. As we interact with our colleagues, only find out there's nothing that they want to interact with members. The manner in which they are being treated as officials, as functionaries, and what. So we have never experienced that. What we know of is that there is a wing, an aeroplane wing, that was the one that was keeping us on toes. Obviously from the chairperson, and we thank you for that, because it made us to understand and respect the work that we are doing and the quality that should be there, that we should be able to bring before the members. So as a secretary, we've got just a token of appreciation, of which we'd like to give to members. And from here, we'll go to a photo shoot, and also we like to invite members and the DM for a lunch. I'm just shortening this because of time, because we said we'll be there by 1 o'clock. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Can I ask that we conclude this at lunch, because there is a joint committee on a standing committee on something, public accounts, that has put to this thing. Can we just move?